Chapter 51, in which Luke confronts Vader. At last, Vader gets the call. A patrol has picked up a rebel spy in the woods. It's his son, his destiny. They're bringing the prisoner in on an AT-AT. You may recall these monstrous four-legged metal walkers and the smaller two-legged AT-STs from the Imperial attack on Hoth. Does Lord Vader want to wait here? Or, of course he doesn't want to wait. Out of his way, you fool. He stomps off toward the AT-AT loading dock, two stormtroopers scurrying after him. He snarls his metallic snarl at various Imperial imbeciles who snap to attention as he storms past. Then, as he thunders across a walkway, an elevator door opens at the other end, and he sees Luke. There he is, defenseless, no visible weapon, dressed in black cloth, no armor. Ah, yes, the boy has two hands again, but the hands are bound. Vader could end all this right now. He could strike Luke down and be done, if not for his master's orders. He certainly feels enough hate to do it. Of course, we know, listener, that Vader's hate is not really hatred of Luke, but of his own past. But Vader has a fear of Luke, too. And fear and hate have long ruled this powerful Sith Lord.
"Lord Vader," says a smug Imperial officer, who Vader hadn't noticed until this moment. There are two stormtroopers there as well, presumably to guard the prisoner. How foolish they are.
"This is the rebel that surrendered to us," says the officer. Vader sees the defiant look on Luke's face. He knows this is no surrender. This will be a great struggle. Vader says nothing, so the officer continues.
"Although he denies it, I believe there may be more of them, and I request permission to conduct a further search of the area."
Again, Vader says nothing, so the officer is forced to give up his last piece of information.
"He was armed only with this," he tells Vader,
holding out Luke's lightsaber.
"Good work, Commander," says Vader, taking the weapon. "Leave us. Conduct your search and bring his companions to me."
"Yes, my lord," says the officer,
less smug than he was. He and the troopers step back into the elevator. And now, at last, Vader and Luke meet again. But Vader turns from Luke. His mission is not to engage in a battle, either of weapons or words, but only to bring Luke back to his master.
"The Emperor has been expecting you."
"I know, father," says Luke, eager to turn this meeting to his own purpose.
"So, you have accepted the truth?"
"I've accepted the truth that you were once Anakin Skywalker, my father." Now Vader does face him.
"That name no longer has any meaning for me,"
he booms, looming over Luke. But Luke answers with compassion, not fear. "It is the name of your true self. You've only forgotten. I know there is good in you. The Emperor hasn't driven it from you fully. That was why you couldn't destroy me. That's why you won't bring me to your Emperor now." The struggle is already greater than Vader expected. He turns away again, this time looking at the lightsaber in his hand. This is not his old lightsaber, he realizes. Where has this come from? He ignites it, admires the focused green light. A flick of his wrist would kill Luke now, but that doesn't even occur to him.
"I see you have constructed a new lightsaber. Your skills are complete. Indeed, you are powerful, as the Emperor has foreseen."
But Luke isn't going to be distracted. "Come with me," he says. Now Vader truly understands why he has feared his son so much. Not because of his mastery of the Force or skill with a lightsaber, but because Luke can make him question the dark truths that have long ruled him. Defensively, he recites these truths now, even as he begins to wonder if they really are true.
"Obi-Wan once thought as you do. You don't know the power of the dark side. I must obey my master.
I will not turn, and you'll be forced to kill me.
If that is your destiny...
It is a cold answer, especially from a father to a son. But it is also a weak one, and Luke knows it. He presses his attack. Search your feelings, father. You can't do this. I feel the conflict within you. Let go of your hate.
Luke's attack has at last reached into the great, dark, troubled mind of Anakin Skywalker. And to Vader, it is far more painful than the lightsaber slash Luke scored in Cloud City.
But even this is not enough, Luke. Ah, they all tried to warn you. The dark side is strong.
Vader uses it to close off the questions, the memories, the hopes. The dark truths are true again.
It is too late for me, son. The Emperor will show you the true nature of the Force. He is your master now.
Vader turns abruptly and signals two of his stormtroopers to come take the prisoner. The battle is over, and Luke has lost.
Then my father is truly dead, he says, as he is prodded toward the landing pad.
Yes, Luke did lose this battle, but once he has gone, we can see that Vader has lost something too. He stares out at the trees, no longer so impatient for action.